and I think it's always a natural question when you're coming back and doing something a second time. So as you looked back on your rookie year, prepared for the offseason, and now come back for your second camp, how is this one different for you than the first?
It's different because the level was different. So just having that one-year experience and having an offseason to really think about and reflect on everything, I know the things that I have to work on going into this season.
How much more comfortable you feel right now?
I feel a lot more comfortable. You know, I know the mistakes that I've made. I know what the coaches expect out of me. I know what my teammates expect out of me. So, you know, everything seems good right now.
Did you spend much time in the offseason watching film from the last year? I mean, obviously you watched it week by week, but did you do that at all? Was that anything that that you did or looked at?
Nah, it was something that I really didn't want to do because really all last season I was, you know, fighting injuries. So I know I really wasn't myself. So to me, it was no point in watching it.
What part of your repertoire do you think the injuries affected the most?
Man, I think it affected everything. Me being a receiver, it affected my whole game. You talk about a foot injury, you know, you can't release how you want to. You can't come out of your breaks how you want to, and you can only get open in two ways, off of the line or out of your break. So it really affected my game, but, you know, I was mentally tough, and I fought through it. So.
I remember at the end of the season before a bunch of people dropped out and you hadn't been named to the Pro Bowl yet, and you said good because you didn't think you deserved it, and then you ended up going. And obviously, you know, yeah, I think you had a catch early on in the game. What was that experience like, and did you feel bad for being there? Because I remember you were pretty adamant that you didn't think you had a Pro Bowl-level season.
Yeah, I mean, I still believe that.
You shouldn't have gone.
Yeah, I believe I shouldn't have gone. I actually didn't want to go. I wasn't going to go, but, you know, sometimes you have to take the good things in life. I think the trip to Hawaii was a great experience for me. I just had to think about it in a different way. I went there with a whole bunch of great players. Like, for an example, I was there and I got to talk to Adrian Peterson about, you know, things that makes him a better player. So I went up there to learn, basically.
It seems like you're laughing like Reggie or Jack out, like, or Derek, like, you're coming. Like, we're taking you.
Yeah, I would have gotten that out of him, so I went.
What changed your mind? How did you change your mind?
I changed my mind because I looked at it in a different way. I remember when I was up at the when I was in college as a junior and I went to the Heisman ceremony and I didn't win the Heisman, and I really didn't. It was a plaque that said the Heisman on it, and I really didn't want it because I didn't win the Heisman. And then my coaches and my advisors, they basically changed my perspective on it. You know, everybody doesn't get invited to New York, especially as a receiver. So I took that same mentality when I got invited to Hawaii.
Was Jerry Rice or the playmaker your coach for the Pro Bowl?
Jerry.
How much time did you spend with Jerry?
Yeah, I talked to him a bit. He's a guy that I really, of course, admire as a receiver. I'm always, every time the Jerry Rice documentary comes on, I always watch it. So I talked to him a bit. He likes my game, but, you know, sometimes you play to kind of like please those guys and let them know how good of a player you want to be or you are.
When you watch that Jerry doc, when you watch tape of Jerry, what are you watching? Like, what are you seeing?
The biggest thing that stands out is his work ethic. You know, he works, you know, relentlessly. I mean, you know, he wasn't a guy who was blazing speed. You know, he wasn't a guy who had a great start to his career. I really admire that.
You've obviously, you know, playing for Coach Saban, been around a lot of big corners, you know, tall. He loved those tall corners. Well, you have one now, and you can't come out to practice without seeing you and 21, you know, going at it in one-on-ones. How much does that help your development, just going up against a high-level vet, you know, who's also a big physical guy every day in practice?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's definitely a change-up for me. He's obviously the biggest corner I've ever played against. So you have guys like him, you know, they aren't as quick as guys who are maybe 5'10". And smaller, so they play in a different way. They're stronger. They use their hands more, and they have to add things to the game, so they're usually smarter. So it's like a chess game when I go against them every day in practice.
How is this defense different to practice against this year?
It's really kind of similar. You know, guys last year were practicing really hard. Guys, this year are practicing really hard. Everybody's practicing hard.
Derek keeping you up? He snore? You been getting good night's sleep with Derek?
Nah, he doesn't snore. Nah.
What's it like rooming with him? That's been one of the stories in camp. You guys obviously spend a lot of time together. Does that help? I mean, obviously you guys on the field now, second year playing together, but just some of the off the field stuff, really getting to know each other even deeper than football.
Yeah, I mean, I would say you never really know as much about a person as you think until you spend some time with them and communicate with them. I think communication is very, very important. I've learned so much about them over the course of these. We've been here 2 weeks. I've learned a lot more than I knew about them in that whole last year.
What's the most common roommate activity then that you guys got going right now? Is there one?
Activity? We don't really do activities. We just communicate and talk. Talk about the script for the next practice. Talk about things outside of football. That's it.
You obviously, in the wide receiver room, have Michael Crabtree. I know last year, every picture at practice during the season, always you were right next to 15, seeing you out here, spend a lot of time around Crabtree. I mean, what's that relationship like? And, I mean, a veteran player that you obviously looked up to as a younger player before you even got to college that was doing big things at Texas Tech and now obviously in the pros.
Yeah, I mean, Crabtree is a veteran player, someone who I look up to, someone who knows how to play the game. He's really good at using his hands. So I watch him as much as I can and see what I can take from him.
Amari Cooper, our guest here, Haberman, and Middlecoff at 95.7 the game. Do you notice at all how much Twitter analyzes whether you're smiling or not smiling in photos?
Yeah, I notice it. Yeah.
And what do you think of it?
I really don't think much of it, to be honest. I've always heard that. Yeah. That people have always been telling me that, but it's really like the same thing over and over.
Yeah. I mean, you're just a serious person that's focused on, you know, on your craft.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I just smile less than the normal person. I don't really do it on purpose. I'm just always – I think I'm always thinking about something, and that's why it's always like a serious face. I'm in deep thought a lot.
Has the Madden ratings been a point of conversation around the Raiders team at all? What players get rated? I'm judging by the way you're looking at me that it hasn't been much of one. But I know Derek, we said, hey, Derek, you're an 83. He's like, I got to be a little higher than that. I don't know. Do you guys notice that stuff?
It really hasn't been a point of conversation. But Johnny Holton, he's a rookie. He's someone I grew up with. He was talking about it the other day with me. But he's the only one who's been talking about it.
I don't blame him. I mean, his story is pretty incredible. Yeah, to be playing in the park, to be discovered in the park, is that basically the summarization of it?
Yeah, I mean, every year we had first of all, the park is like right across the street from his house, like literally. And it would always be flag football tournaments on the park with, grown folks. They would play in this tournament. And I guess he decided to join it. I would go out there and watch sometimes because, you know, it was a lot of talented players out there. It was fun to watch. So I guess he joined it 1 year, and there was a junior college coach out there watching him play, and he was kind of impressed. I guess Johnny looked younger than all the other people, and so Johnny decided to I don't know how the conversation went between the two, but I know Johnny decided to get his GED, and then he went to junior college, and he got a couple of offers, and it was an amazing story.
I mean, it's our fourth practice, and you can't come out here without seeing him make plays. I mean, he made, was it last Friday, over the week? I mean, just,
Wednesday,
I mean, go route. I mean, he's been making plays. He stands out.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been that way. He's always been a deep threat. He's a fast guy, really talented, and he's getting coaching and he's taking it all in and he's adjusting really fast. So I'm definitely proud of him.
So he's probably getting lowballed on his Madden speed because I think they had you under 90. I thought that's doing a disservice to the feet.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, sometimes you just have to prove yourself, you know. So I guess we have to do that.
Amari, appreciate the time, man. Good luck this year.
Thank you.